What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stop and show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too. At the Team 980. Sometimes you do segments in this business or you have takes in this business, and then years later you're like, man, I was really wrong about that. And sometimes you have ones that you're like, man, I was really right about that. And I remember doing a show back in 2021, Overtime, over on 106.7 The Fan, and just planning a whole segment around like a history lesson of the NBA and why that history lesson was going to look very, very different in a couple of years, because we were going to be in a period where there seemed to be no dominant superstar. And lo and behold, here we are in 2025, and we have had seven different champions in the last 7 years, or will have seven different champions once this NBA Finals happens and a new champion is crowned, because none of the teams remaining have won a title in the last 7 years. In fact, the Knicks are the only one that have won, unless you count the Sonics 1979 title for the Thunder, which is something Jerry Brewer does not. He wrote a column in the Washington Post about this parody, and he joins us now. Jerry, how are we doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
I really was excited to see that you wrote about this, and not only did you write about kind of the parody and like, whoa, this is neat, this is cool, this is unprecedented, you also wrote why you think this is happening, which I think unlocks a lot of other important questions about the NBA. So why do you think that we are in this seven different champions in seven years era of NBA basketball, when the sports history is dominated by superstars winning multiple titles in a row?
I think it was going to happen anyway, just by the cyclical nature of sports, Craig. But the real reason why it's lasted this long and will continue to last, I believe, is that the NBA is legislating parity in a way that it never has, in a way that is similar to how the NFL does it. And, I mean, we'll see if the basketball fans' tastes are similar enough, if they're obsessed enough with basketball, like we are with football, to not have, like, dominant markets and dominant teams and dominant stars always win all the time. But it's very clear. I mean, when you go back and you look what they did in the collective bargaining agreement that they agreed upon 2 years ago that will last for seven seasons, it's very clear that certain owners got jealous, you know, particularly of the Golden State Warriors and how dominant they were. And they wanted to make sure super teams were done. And they wanted to make sure that the Warriors never had or anyone like the Warriors had a situation like what happened in 2016, when they were able to get the cap room to add Kevin Durant for 3 years.
So the ultimate question here, Jerry, is this good? Because I think I can make an argument that it's actually a very stupid idea, the way they've legislated the parity currently.
I think they went way too far with it, Craig. I mean, we don't want to go into the weeds of the CBA.
Who's we, Jerry? You know who you're talking to here. Like, come on. You know I love a CBA, like, weeds conversation.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, that's between me and you, but you know, essentially they have a second apron, and so if you're too far over the cap, even if you built your team in an organic manner, you get heavily penalized, you know, up to loss of draft picks. Your ability, like NBA teams that are good have always been able to thrive on getting guys to sign for less at the mid-level exception. You know, those exceptions like start to go away, you know, the higher up in salary you are. You can't even make trades in which you say you're trying to trade a player, you're trying to acquire a player who makes $40 million. And, you know, it used to be in the NBA, like if you had salaries that matched or came close to matching, you could make a trade, even if it was like you're trading three players for this one guy. You can't do trades that way if you're too far over the cap. It has to be a one-to-one trade, a player-for-player trade. On down the list, like there's a laundry list of things. Like you need a capologist sitting beside you just to see what you can do in the NBA right now. And I think that's what's going to make it difficult. I think it's not only going to make it difficult, you're not only punishing really good teams that have high-priced rosters, you're also punishing teams that made a bad decision and then all of a sudden can't get out of it. So I think, like, yes, there's going to be more opportunity for teams to win championships. I also think in some cases it's going to keep bad teams down longer than they should be down, if you're like the New Orleans Pelicans right now, you know, good luck to you. You know, I think the Wizards are on a good trajectory, but if they happen to like make one bad decision, you know, on a super high priced player, like they might pay, you know, just a really, really bad penalty in trying to like get out from underneath that contract. So movement is going to be restricted. Like, it's going to be incredibly complicated. You're going to see monster deals have to be consummated, six teams or more in some cases, just for little things to happen. And I don't think that's fun for the average sports fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jerry Brewer, Washington Post, with us here on The Hoffman Show. I think one of the other things is teams that do it the right way or that build winners aren't going to be able to stay together. You have a situation right now with the Boston Celtics, Jerry, where I genuinely believe after looking at their cap sheet and looking at the rules and with this Jason Tatum injury basically knocking out next year, that the best way for the Boston Celtics to move forward is probably to trade Jaylen Brown. That shouldn't be true. Like, there's no world where you should say, hey, the best way for us to maximize our championship window is to trade one of the 15 best players in the league. Is that the kind of thing that you think could change minds? Or do you think that all the other owners are going to look at the Celtics and be like, ha-ha, sweet, now we can have our own Jaylen Brown, and maybe the stars get dispersed in a different way?
Yeah, I don't think most owners care at all, you know, unless you're the ones whose team is getting pilfered by the system. I think what it's going to take in 7 years is for players to have the consciousness to look not only about how much of a slice of a pie they're getting, but how teams are built, and to push back on this somewhat. Right now, I think they just feel like, oh, the max contract is. I just saw where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, winning MVP, is going to be eligible for a 5-year, $380 million extension, or if he does it another way, like a 4-year, $293 million extension. So if you're a star player, you're like, this system is working great for me, and they're not thinking enough about like how teams are built and like whether they feel this is fair or not. So they're going to have to think in those terms. But you're right. Like, I think the Celtics are a great example. This is a team that they built the right way. You know, they have a core of stars that they drafted and developed right on down to the Peyton Pritchard off the bench. They made good trades in order to supplement their teams. They're not one that has gone out and spent recklessly in free agency after stripping down the team for cap space. They should be able to keep that team together, but you're looking at a team that's got Jason Tatum, who's gone for a year, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, who they'll be desperate to trade this season. But good luck this offseason in trading him, Drew Holiday, and Derek White. So you have five players that are making at least $30 million, not because the team, once again, spent recklessly in free agency, just because they made good moves to get good players. And they're looking at a luxury tax bill that would, salary plus luxury tax penalties, would be in the neighborhood of $500 million next year, which new ownership is not going to do. Old ownership was not going to do that. But more than just, you know, that cap charge is the fact that you can't go out, if you kept this roster together, you can't go out and, like, add a role player. Say Al Horford retires. You can't go out and, like, replace him with anything that is even, like, league average with the way things are set up. So, yeah, I think it punishes teams like the Celtics. I think it's going to punish a team like the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is almost entirely built, you know, except for two role players, almost entirely built through the draft. If you're the Washington Wizards, like, as soon as you get good, you're going to have to worry about that, like, in the way that you're building. So I'm not sure that this system works for anyone except for the bad teams that are crying that the other teams are too good.
Jerry Brewer with us. Last thing, Jerry, I guess not, I don't know, pushback's the right word, but like, why do you think that the burden is on the players? Because I think so many of this is like, it's not a cash problem, it's a cap problem, right? It's that, for instance, that contract you referenced for SGA, that actually hurts the Oklahoma City Thunder in the team building process because they are going to have to pay him more than anyone else. That's not how markets are supposed to work. And they're going to get punished by the fact that he's awesome. And he's going to eat up a tremendous amount of their cap space compared to if he was just pretty good and not MVP level. And didn't sign a supermax, but just signed a regular max contract. And to me, that burden should not be on the players. That should be on the owners and on the league to say, hey, we got to think about how this is affecting our team building. The players' jobs is ultimately to care about their own checks. So if the league is being hurt by this, shouldn't the onus be like the popularity of the league, the ability for it to be what it has been at its best, which is dynastic teams going head to head, Celtics, Lakers, on down the list? Shouldn't that be the league's responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, but what is the league? The league is an agreement between the owners and the players. And so you know where the owners stand, and you know the players only stand about like what's our slice of the pie right now. And like realistically, Like, it's going to take, like, both entities caring about the game. And in order to have some kind of level of fairness, it's going to have to take some pushback from the other side that's negotiating at the table. And that's where, like, the players come in. But I think you make some excellent points, you know, about this entire system. I've always thought, Craig, that the whole max salary system is stupid to begin with, because everybody who, like, averages 20 points wants to get the maximum amount of money, where, like, it's very clear that, like, you shouldn't have a system in which Julius Randle can get awarded the same amount as a prime LeBron James.
Right.
Right. Like, there's a difference. Like, there aren't 25 max players in the league. There aren't 25 superstars. There's like 7 or 8. Those guys should be making more than Jaylen Brown shouldn't be the second highest paid player in the NBA when he's like the 17th best player in the NBA. So like, there are all those things. I've always thought, Craig, that there should be like a designated player exception, in which you can pay that guy whatever you want, and only like X amount counts against the cap. I think you have to reward these teams that are doing it the right way. You know, I give you another example, the Denver Nuggets. You know, not a super big market. They drafted Jokic in the second round, helped him become a superstar, drafted Jamal Murray, drafted Michael Porter Jr., drafted Christian Brown, made a great trade for Aaron Gordon, and they've got no bench. And, like, I don't think that the Nuggets are the best managed team, but I don't think that they should be so afraid of the system that they don't go out and try to at least pursue another championship. And now all of a sudden we're looking at the Nuggets and you're like, man, this roster's terrible. It's like beneath Jokic, he's going to have to leave if he wants to win another title. That's incredibly, it's just like, you're asking the teams, like the people who run the teams, the general manager and such, to be beyond perfect. And that's just not how it works in sports.
No, and you know, we could talk about this for an hour, and I've always had the same exact thought when it comes to the what should be a upper middle class player getting the max, if you will. And it's just like, yeah. Well, the owners could just not sign off on that deal, but you eventually have a bidding war, and that's how markets work, and that guy winds up getting the max contract, and then there winds up being a bunch of max guys and a bunch of league minimum guys and then a bunch of guys in the middle that get like the mid-level exception, and no one who actually just signs a mid-level contract because the owners and the GMs can't help themselves but have some level of restraint. And so I've had a million ideas over the year, Jerry, like literal salary slots. Like, you get two high guys, 4 middle guys, and 6 low guys, or however you want to do it. Like, and everyone's just slotted. You could do it on like, everyone's on the max contract now. But if you make all NBA, there's a bonus, and the league has a pool of money that comes out of the middle 5% of the whole basketball, you know, income list. And that's where that money, like, there's a million ways you can do it. I think the other thing about this league in particular, though, is people like following the transactions as much as they do the basketball, and the transactions have become so complicated that it's hard for people to even follow that anymore. So at some point you're just continually like stubbing your own toe in every single step you take. And it kind of feels like we're at a breaking point here. And that's why I appreciate that you wrote the column and highlighted it, because I do think these are conversations that are happening in league circles as we figure out, as everyone tries to figure out how to build a winner, because you can, but building a sustainable one feels impossible right now. And unless they change the system, I don't think there's a whole lot you can do about that.
Yeah. And the one thing that I think when it all really is going to come to a head for most people is it's very clear, Craig, and I don't want to talk generationally, but it's very clear that the load that stars are having a harder time carrying heavier loads than ever before. Now, we can talk about like whether that the reasons for that from here to, you know, tomorrow morning, but like it's very clear, like they're breaking down more. I think it's harder for them to get through 100 games if you're talking about like making a playoff run. And so that is very clear. Like, we have evidence that it's harder for these guys to carry these loads. Yet the system is saying, you know what, your team is going to be weaker, so you're going to have to carry a heavier load. And I think, like, that's part of I think we're going to see a lot more, like, major injuries, like, in the postseason. And I think we're going to have a lot more players that we're sitting there looking at, like, what's wrong with you? You haven't won a championship. We're going to have to recalibrate the way we think of star players, because I think it's going to be harder in this era for guys to get 2, 3, 4. Very few stars have gotten 4 championships. Like, I think we've gotten spoiled because we had Shaq and Kobe and Tim Duncan and LeBron and Steph and so on and so forth. But this idea that, like, you're a lesser legend if you don't win multiple championships, I think we're going to look back at this era and not see a lot of, like, the dominant players win multiple championships, even though they have the resumes that suggest that they were just as great as some of these guys who did win in June.
No doubt about it. We talked about the load part of this on the show as well. It's a great point. Jerry Brewer wrote about it in the Washington Post. The parity is here to stay, whether that's a good thing or not. Read Jerry's column. And, of course, if you just are tuning in, you can rewind and hear some more of our conversation in the Odyssey app. Jerry, appreciate it as always, sir. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. Thanks for your time.
All right, anytime, man. Take care.
That's Jerry Brewer with us here on The Hoffman Show, columnist for The Washington Post. When we get back, we preview the Eastern Conference Finals. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. At Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.